Karma Avatar. The demigods and the demons decided to churn the ocean of milk. Mount Mandara was the churning rod. The serpent Vashuki was the rope. And as they began to churn and churn, trying to get the nectar of immortality, the Mandara mountain began to sink deeper and deeper into the ocean. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of a gigantic tortoise, appeared, millions of miles long and wide was his shell, and he placed the Mandara mountain on his back to act as a pivot for this great churning pastime. And as this massive mountain of gold was grinding against his back in the ocean of milk, poor Avatar experienced a very nice sensation, because he just happened to have an itch on his back, and this churning of the mountain was scratching his itch. In this way, he smilingly accepted the pleasing service of his children. The next avatar is Varaha Avatar. At that time, the earth planet was plunged in the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. And nobody knew what to do. The Devatas and the sages approached Brahma, who began to pray to Lord Krishna, knowing he is the only one who ultimately has power to save us. At that time, a little tiny boar appeared from his nose, went into the sky and began to grow and grow and grow. And then when he roared, everyone could understand that this was not an ordinary boar. This was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahman, who had appeared in this magnificent form. Then he dove deep into the ocean, the Garbhodak ocean, and searching, he went deeper and deeper to the bottom of the ocean, where he found the earth. And he placed the earth upon his tusks. And there Hiranyaksha, the great demon, began to chase after him. After placing the earth afloat on the top of the ocean, he killed the great demon, Hiranyaksha, and returned to his abode of Vaikuntha. There's a beautiful pastime of Lord Narasingadev. There's a holy place called Singhachalam in Andhra Pradesh in South India. That is the place where Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad by throwing him into the middle of the ocean. And the Supreme Personality of God had appeared there in a most wondrous form. His face was like that of a boar, and the rest of his body was like that of a lion. He was both Varahadev and Narasingadev combined in one form to protect Prahlad. And on the top of a beautiful mountain, he was worshipped by the demigods. And when it was time for this beautiful form of Lord Narasingadev to return to the spiritual world, on the request of the Devakattas, he appeared in the form of a Murti. And to this day, this is the most famous deity of Lord Narasingadev in all the world. 364 days a year he is covered by sandalwood pulp, under a mountain of sandalwood pulp, to keep him cool, because his anger at Hiranyakashipu and the demons is so great. so he is covered by sandal to keep his anger from him. And Lord Vamanadeva, the next incarnation, we know on his third step of land, he pierced the covering of the universe and the causal ocean entered into this earth. And as it came in, it became the holy river Ganges. The next incarnation, Parasuram, after he completely conquered all the Kshatriyas so many times, he gave all of his land to Kshapa Muni. And then when he wanted some land to do tapasya, he threw his chopper into the ocean. And wherever it landed, the ocean receded and became land. And that is now the state of Kerala in Karnataka. The incarnation of Lord Ramchandra. We know the beautiful story, how from Rameshwaram, Setu Banda, with the help of the monkeys Hanuman, Sugriva, and Angada, they built a beautiful bridge across the ocean to Sri Lanka to regain Sita and conquer the great demon Ravana. And Lord Sri Krishna, when he went to Dwarka, he built his beautiful capital with 16,108 palaces for his 16,108 wives in an island in the middle of the ocean. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared in this age of Kali Yuga, he met his residents in Jagannath Puri on the banks of the ocean. And each and every day he would have beautiful pastimes with his devotees, bathing in the ocean, sometimes going into ecstasy and floating in the ocean. And His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate and merciful servitor, he began his worldwide preaching movement when he boarded the Jaladuta to cross the ocean. It was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean that he suffered several heart attacks and seasickness and wrote beautiful poems in praise of the Lord. In that ocean, Krishna appeared before Srila Prabhupada. During a great storm, he appeared with all the other incarnations in a beautiful boat to assure Prabhupada that he would take him across the ocean safely, and thus empower Srila Prabhupada to take us all across the ocean of birth and death safely through the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So sailing in this beautiful ship in the middle of the ocean brings us memories of Krishna in the most wonderful way. And tonight we have an ocean of great mercy, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. There's also an ocean of nectar. And we would like to ask Him to speak. Thank you very much.
As His Holiness Radhanath Swami was describing how we are traveling on the boat to the deep waters of the great ocean, I thought he was going to say the ocean of Kirtan Ras. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that Kirtan Ras is the safest place in the material universe. Because if we are absorbed in the holy names of Krishna, we are protected from the onslaughts of Maya. And we can relish the beauty and the mercy of the Lord. So I felt that in the kirtan here on this boat, we were having some experience of the ocean of kirtan ras. And I thought we should go deeper into that ocean.